like Zooey Deschanel.
I'm used to that.
Used to what? That's what you're used to?
Yes.
Why would you be used to that?
Because I'm used to talking like that.
Yeah? Welcome, everybody, to Unfiltered Marriage. It's Tuesday night. How's everybody doing on this lovely, lovely evening?
We are here. It's Tuesday. We've just actually gotten back from a road trip. We went to Florida. It was interesting. We had a good time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Great time.
Did you love it?
Favorite time.
Favorite time was driving in the car. Yeah. 24 hours. We stopped after 12 each day. And it was like, getting through Georgia and
South Carolina.
South Carolina were the worst. Yes. Like they took, I felt like forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
you guys are troopers.
We do what we have to do. You know, we had to do some stuff for family, and that's what we do. We're not, you know.
Drama Club, if you go to our previous show, the Super Ugly Show, all the thumbs downs are there. Just give it a second. They'll get here.
It's just so, all the thumbs down or going into the shows or saying things.
They'll get here.
You have nothing else to do, and it's kind of flattering that you're still talking about me.
That's the thing. Like, it doesn't matter
whether
either
it's negative.
Yeah,
like, you're still talking
still
about me. Like,
yeah. You're still here, you're still watching.
Just don't sweat me too much, you know?
I don't hate something and go, I got to watch it literally every week. I have to watch it every week.
Or just to go in and thumbs down it. Like,
no, but they're watching. That's the thing. They're not just coming in and thumbs downing. They're watching. So thank you for the views.
Just going to say cheers to the haters.
Yes. Oh, my God. We have a lot of interesting things I want to talk about today. And, of course, we have Jess moments. We have Wawa moments. We have cheese moments, but we're going to start off with...
Wawa penis?
Did they go away already? They were there. It's this thing from Opie and Anthony. One of them used to go, Wawa penis in school and think it was hilarious and no one would laugh at him, just like you guys are doing now.
Right.
So whenever I hear Wawa, I immediately Wawa penis. Okay.
So... I have something that was like, it was kind of disturbing to me, and
I know, Beersy. But sorry, I'm
that's like
the
second
comments.
Time.
I'm answering
Forget
the comments.
Forget them. But, you know. The whoever was whatever.
All right, go ahead.
We're driving. Okay, I'm in the car with my sister-in-law and niece. My husband's driving with my brother. We got the two cars. We're going, and in Georgia, okay, we're driving on the I-95.
Mm-hmm.
And there are these big blinking signs. And, you know, they say, caution, road wet, blah, 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 whatever. That's not what the sign said. The sign said, be careful, drive slow. 103 people died on this road 2020. That was the 103.
Well, not 2019.
2020, it said.
So in a month and a half,
in a month and a half,
103
people died on I-95 in Georgia.
It's possible because they have like the highest speed limits down south.
Yeah, 75. Yeah. Well, 75 because 70 and then you can
do
like 5.
Yeah, but if you think about it, like it's 55 like here and people do like 80 70, down there.
Yeah,
they do like 95. They are cruising.
When we were driving down to Florida, I-95. She had yelled at me a dozen times, slow down, because I was flying.
He hit like 90. 80 sometimes.
I'm telling you, the last time I drove down to Atlanta to pick my nephew up to bring him back up here, we drove past and there was a body on the ground covered with a sheet.
Yeah, it's hard
it's
to
crazy.
Like not drive fast because everybody is driving fast. But to see a sign like that, I was like, whoa, that is really creepy. That's like a little bit scare tactic-ish. Like, why would I want to know 103? Now I'm like looking at her and I got my 1-year-old niece in the back and I'm like, it's raining. There's trucks everywhere. What the fuck? Like, it scares you almost, you know, it gets you like, so we get through Georgia and we hit Delaware and
Delaware.
She goes, no way. Look. And there's another fucking blinking yellow sign. And it says, 12 people died on this road. In 2020, drive safe. So in this trip already, we know 150 people or something, 140 people died on this road. And here we are cruising it out. And every car now is bothering me. You know, those trucks come really fucking close.
Oh, my God. I know. They scare the shit out of me.
One on each side. They're 18-wheelers. They're like, wah! And I'm like, oh, my God. We're in like a little Volvo. You know what I mean? It was pretty fucking creepy.
Right. That's how I get
Breaking
when I drive
news.
Up north in New Hampshire.
Breaking news. Now. this is gonna be fun. What? Because the same people that say NASA is fake, NASA's bullshit, NASA's not a real thing. Well, I just got a video. NASA accidentally films the best UFO sighting yet. Look at that, baby.
Oh.
Okay. Now, all you alien believers like to believe everything you see, but you don't believe in NASA. Ooh, a fork in the road we are at, aren't we, alien
Where is
boys?
That? What state?
It's not a state. It's the sky.
No, I know. Where?
It's space. It's above everything.
Oh, okay, okay. Yes, so you... You know what? I will
come across
that
looks
here.
Like the sky.
That looks like clouds
It doesn't
to me.
Look like space. That looks like
well,
the sky.
Well, yeah, no, it's that area, you know, where space can see the Earth and they're filming that way. But they've zoomed in so you could see.
Oh, okay,
because
that looks like that's being filmed from Earth up at the
There's
sky.
There's the original shot, okay? That's the original shot.
Okay.
Over the Earth. There's no curve! But now...
I hate that voice so much.
All the alien people, they refuse... Well, a lot of them refuse to accept anything NASA says. But now NASA's showing you the best UFO footage possibly ever.
Well, now that we're on the UFO.
If you want to look it up, it's NASA accidentally films the best UFO sighting yet. It's got 690,000 views. It was posted...
Or they just doctored that up in a...
This was posted 2 years ago, so I don't know.
But, look at breaking news.
Well, it
cuts me off mid.
It came up on that stupid news
scary
alert.
Scary road.
Breaking news. They made a movie and
it
pretending
came up
that
on
it's
that
real.
News alert thing that we got. So I wasn't able to check the date until I actually looked at the video.
No,
sorry.
That's all right. You like to cut me off for these breaking
sorry.
News. 2 years ago, we had Wait. This. No, but for real, though, I definitely believe it would be very sheepish for me to believe that there is no other life forms anywhere else. We are the highest species. Come on.
Now,
people fucking eat their boogers.
Scott, I'm Ew. Going to invite you to call in. If you,
how do you know they don't eat their
if
shit?
If you talk just normally about this, because I know you're a big alien guy, but in here you're shitting all over NASA. So now I kind of want to hear from one of these people your thoughts on this. So,
uh-huh.
Scott, if you call in and act normal and just talk about the alien stuff, I will gladly have a conversation with you.
Okay.
If it starts veering off into Joe Cronin world or anything like that, I'm hanging up on you immediately.
We have a black president. Frankie, all it's right? done already, okay? It's done. All right. So now this, all right, he's going to call and talk about?
He might. We'll see.
All right. What about, so can you give me a little bit of input on how you feel about those signs? Like, do you think that is appropriate?
Yeah, to let people know, slow the fuck down and drive safer.
Slowing down is different. You're telling people how many people died.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, wake the fuck
wake up
and
how many people
stop acting like a dick while you're driving.
How do you know they're acting like a dick? You in the car, you judgmental. No, I'm kidding. They probably
I've watched the replays.
Ooh, replay watcher. No, for real. I thought that it was really uncomfortable for me to read that sign driving.
No,
I think it's a smart move for like young kids that are driving because they're the ones I feel like more these days that are getting in the accidents because I think they're
and
invincible.
Old people who shouldn't be driving anymore.
This is true.
I mean, there's so many people that shouldn't be on the road. So I think
you should have to retake your road test every 5 years.
Five?
Yep.
Every 10.
Five.
5 years.
A lot can happen
from
in 5 years.
To
I agree
70,
with them.
60 to 70 is
You're
a giant.
Just on it.
No, but 60 to 70 you. Or 70 to 80, those are giant differences in some cases. So like you look at a 70-year-old and go, man, this person's all with it. And by the time they hit 80, they're fucking drooling and can
That's
barely,
10 years.
Exactly. That's why every 5 years they should do it.
All right. whatever many years they should renew their license. I think that it's necessary to not scare people while they're driving, but I guess two against one, I should just shut my mouth.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, it's a deterrent. It's, you know, it's like a speed trap almost. They should show the bodies on the fucking sign and be like, this could be you.
I'm telling you, when that shit was not
a dead fetus is on a cigarette.
And some countries up in like Canada and Europe, they
like
show
on the box.
Yes. Blackened lung, dead fetuses. Yeah, to deter you from smoking.
Well, that's different. I mean, you don't want to smoke and be fucking
dead. Yeah, and you don't want to speed and be dead.
Exactly.
You know what? Fuck you both, okay? Because I don't like the sign. So, listen.
Whatever,
let's get off the road sign here, okay? And let's give a break on the UFOs. Something that really actually bothered me, all right? So, I get these things on my Instagram, like ads here and there. And I get this ad for Sylvan Learning Center, okay? it is a center for kids for studying or need help with work, or it's like extra tutors. Credit after school. Yeah, like tutors after school, right? So instead of saying, having trouble, call Sylvan, or need a tutor, call Sylvan, this ad that they put says, not laughing, and has a poor boy with his head in, like, his pants, like, in his hands, like, he's so sadly stupid that he's not laughing.
You flunked out of math, not laughing now, are you, dummy?
Yeah.
You laugh your way all through high school, and now you got summer school senior year.
I understand that, like, but I don't understand what that means. It says not laughing. Tutoring from Sylvan can turn the whole year around. I don't understand that. What is not laughing?
I don't know.
Does it make sense to anybody?
Well, I think that's the message. Like, you know, you were laughing and chucking it up with your friends, and now you're not laughing anymore because you failed. You know, I think it's that type of thing.
Yeah, I know, but still, the ad itself is absolutely fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid, and to do that is like not laughing. I don't know. You should have just wrote, "Are you stupid?" You know, like, are you having a bad day because you suck at school?
Are you not doing good in school? We can help.
Right. Tutoring,
like,
for everybody.
You know, show the tutor over the kid's shoulder, helping, pointing at the book.
Yes, instead they have him on the steps, like this he's about like to jump a cliff. He's to jump a cliff, not laughing now.
The worst news, like Nana just died or something, you know?
Nana, oh my God.
Oh, that's what I called my great-grandma. I called her my Nana.
Oh,
that's what my
great kids
call my mother.
Well,
she's way better than your great grandmother.
Great around here, okay, Nicole?
Yeah.
We're not laughing.
I miss my
mom. Not laughing.
My mom's great.
Your mom is great, but that's not what the ad is about.
She's Nana.
My Nana was good too.
She's Nana now. She's Nana now.
She was all right.
She's Nana now.
As far as Nanas go,
she used to give me coffee when I was like 5 in my little plastic cups.
Oh, good Nana gave her coffee at 5.
Great.
Stunting your growth. That's why you're so short.
Great.
Fucking Puerto Rican. That's why you're so short, Nicole. She's like fucking 5'7". You know, so, all right. So the ad's stupid. We talked about the road.
Yeah, so she's got to be 5'9 then, because I'm like 5'7", 5'8".
Yeah, about like 5'8".
That's a big bitch.
Yeah.
That's a big bitch. What was that on Deuce Bigelow? When he's dating that girl, it was like ginormous tall, and they're walking down the street, and someone goes, "That's a big bitch." Do you remember that?
I just remember when they're in the
baseball game.
Yeah,
he's like ball hair, and he's like, "What's a ball for? What's a hair ball hair for?" So I'm like,
"What are you talking about?"
Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo.
Oh yeah, no, I skipped that.
That fucking movie was hysterical.
No,
you skipped what?
No, that's not a funny movie.
What did you see? You skipped it in college?
I said I skipped that pile of garbage.
Oh, I think you said I skipped it in college. I'm like, when?
Yeah.
When college?
The 2 semesters at Suffolk. I was like, I'm not watching Deuce Bigelow. Got to get this Suffolk work done.
Skip it. Skipping it for Suffolk. Another great subject. Are you guys organ donors?
Fuck no. Will Smith.
Why are you not an organ donor?
Because I'm selfish.
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you going to be buried or cremated?
Cremated.
I want to be both.
Well, you know what? Choose one, Nicole.
No, because I want to be buried, but I don't like the idea of bugs crawling all through my body after I'm dead.
Why
so I want to
be buried.
I don't, because I want to have like a little.
You want to be sprinkled in
plot.
You could still have a plot.
Why don't you get sprinkled in the ocean? Let the fish suck on it.
Body, being buried, like we were talking about this on the way up, me and your brother. And he claims that science says, you know, no one knows when the brain officially shuts off. You know what I mean? Like, there might be some conscious thought still there.
What?
And even before I had this conversation with Robert, that was my biggest fear of, you can't tell me that I don't know I'm in a box being buried. I might be conscious of that.
Well,
and that is my worst fear in life, being buried alive. No fucking thank you. Burn me up. Spread me wherever the
no,
fuck
why
you
won't
want.
You
well, see, my other thing
then.
Is that I don't want to
burn you up anyway.
I don't want to become a zombie when the apocalypse happens. So I want to be cremated.
Oh, so you want to get out of the ground and be like, I'm here. Ugh.
Yeah, my ashes can't go like eating brains. So.
Ooh, brain eating. Okay, so now this is why I'm talking about it, because I am an organ donor. I am not a selfish motherfucker, and I do want to be cremated. After they take everything that they can use, my eyes, they take your skin, they take your veins, they take everything about your organs, whatever they can use for somebody else, take it from me. I don't need it anymore. My vessel is done. So now I have tattoos. I'm like, you know, 70%, I'd say, covered. Now, if I donate my skin.
That's a lot. Not 70. No. say about 40%.
40? My whole back, my left arm, my right arm.
It's your back is a lot, but it's not your whole back. And your arm, and a piece on your leg, and a few pieces on that arm. Think of all the empty
space.
All right,
space. Whatever. Whatever percent I am tattooed, Mr. Fucking Perfect here.
50% was an outrageous
50%.
Number.
50%. I feel like I'm half and half. Half okay. My body's done, half my body's
I'll
done.
I'll accept 50. Go ahead.
I can't stand 45. You. Fuck you, Nicole. So
43.6.
I'm an organ donor, and now if I donate my skin, can they, if someone was like, fuck it, I really would like skin, I don't care if it's tattooed, or I'd like to have some cool tattoos without the pain, do you think they would donate my skin
like
and tattoos?
Like if they were a burn victim and
probably.
They
yeah.
It?
Yeah.
No, because it's tainted.
Why is that tainted?
Because you put ink and punctured your skin millions of times. That's why it's tainted.
It's scarred skin.
Yeah, it's not good skin. It's bad skin.
How it's not viable. How dare you call me scarred?
No, but in like the medical world, that's you've damaged that skin. It's garbage. It's useless.
So and someone
it's like someone who drinks all his life. He's like, hey, take my liver. They're like, no, it's worthless. I can't take that.
I want to be a donor, but I don't know. Maybe it's the selfishness in me because I'm afraid. Like, what if they're like, oh, quick, let's hurry up and harvest this organ because she's a donor, and they rush to do that when there's things they could have done to. Keep me
that's
alive
the
or
thing.
Save
All
me.
Right, so my dad was an organ donor, okay? And when he passed away, there was like a 3-day period my mom had because the organs have to be used, but they won't even ignite the whole we need the organs for like 24 hours or 12 hours after
give
death.
You a little.
They're not going to just take. And they donated my dad's eyes, his skin.
Hey.
A burn victim sent a letter
to my
mom.
They did that with John Lessig.
Hey,
yeah.
We have someone new in the chat.
Who's in there?
One of your friends.
Who, Erica?
Erica.
Erica!
Erica, Erica!
Oh, my baby's in here. Yeah. We love you.
Hey!
Anthony Witt, I want to answer your thing because I actually mentioned this. I was like to my kids, like, take my tattoos and preserve the skin and you'll have a piece of... me
can you
forever.
Preserve skin like that?
I absolutely.
How? What would you vacuum?
Look,
suck
like,
it?
What's his face?
In plastic?
Ed Gaines. Remember, he made all that skin shit. All the skin.
Oh,
suit
you're right.
Stuff.
He made. You're right. You're right. Right.
I mean,
he made gloves. He made
gross,
a chair.
But if they like put it in a frame. I'm not saying like hug it and play with it, but frame it and take one of my tattoos. Frame it.
Right.
And then you know, dad, a little nice picture of me and the dates, and I think that'd be dope. I would love for them to do something like that.
If they wanted to, I mean, I guess I would leave it up to my children and do whatever they wanted. Honestly, I don't care.
I remember like a year or two ago I brought
that up. You want them to take your
one of my
skin?
Tattoos, yeah, and preserve it and then like frame it so they have a piece of dad always.
Imagine my husband's skin hanging in my house.
Not like a huge like sheet of skin.
I'm telling you, I'm stuffing his cock.
Like a house of horrors.
I'm going to stuff his dick.
Sounds like something out of like
a... the wall.
But I have a tattoo for each one of my kids. So when I pass, Anna gets this part, Val gets this, and Louis gets that. They frame it, preserve it, have a nice little memorial to dad. They have their tattoo that I got for them. I think it's a nice thing.
I think it would be a nice thing, too. I'm not saying it would be
sounds
a bad
like
thing.
Something out of a Rob Zombie movie.
But, yeah, you know, my husband likes that
well,
stuff.
Because it's not a social norm. Anna absolutely would love it.
Yeah,
she I know my daughter, Anna. She would 1,000,000% be like, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Anna,
it does what it's told.
But I think only because it's not a social norm that people would look at it and be like, it's kind of gross. But I think if it became a thing... people would become more accepting of it, and people would be like, oh, that's really nice work that your dad had, you know? And
right, right. I mean, I wouldn't be against it if that's what they wanted. Take my skin. I don't care what my kids want to take. I don't care
the
what
lotion
they take
on
in general.
Its skin.
You know what's funny, though?
I don't
the,
need
the
it.
The person who I told, you know, what I want done with me is not her. I can't trust her. I feel like she's going to bury me if she gets the chance to.
Why would I do that?
Because you want to be buried, and you want me with you.
I
want to
be cremated.
You've always said you want to be buried.
I want to be cremated. I'm organ donating. Right. I won't really have much
See,
left.
I say once we both die, like the kids need to keep me or her in one jar until we're both gone. Then when we're both gone, mix it. Mix both of them and each kid gets...
You didn't even have to say that. I already knew. As soon as she said I want to be cremated too, I'm like, I know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to put their shit together and mix it up.
The thing is, though, when they had to bury my dad because they took all of his skin except for his hands and his face... You know, they had the shirt really high, and you look down, and it was awkward for me. No, take everything you can, and then I want to be cremated. You know, I'd like my children, if they want to make a little necklace or whatever they want to do with it, you know, like to put in. I want them to have some say, you know, what they want, and I'm fine with that, you know?
Yeah, but Anna, I told her everything I want done to me. I was like, this is, if anyone tries doing anything different, you do not let them, Anna. She's like, I
fuck
got you,
that.
Dad.
I will beat the shit out of her.
I got
I
you,
decide.
Dad. No, but she'll. I told her, I was like, make a fucking scene at the wake. If I'm in a goddamn casket, Anna, make a fucking scene. Be like, this is not what Dad wanted.
Oh, my God.
I gave her complete permission to make a scene and go crazy.
You're not here anymore. You will not be able to give
her
complete...
I know my daughter. I know my daughter. She loves her dad, and she would respect my
wishes. I wouldn't do
that
to you, first of all. Cremated is fine. Mm. Whatever you'd want, I would do for you.
Good.
I just wish you would become an organ donor.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I smoked for a long time. I drank. My organs are no good anyway.
Did you have anything you want to throw in, or you want me to keep going with my list of stuff?
I mean, you can. I don't have anything that I'm looking at right this second, so I don't want to be any lulls in the thing. Someone said, is Erica good looking?
Erica is a fitness model.
She's gorgeous.
Dave Rose is single.
Erica's a fitness model. She does competitions, like bodybuilding competitions. She's not humongous, but she has a body to die for.
Like a
beautiful face. Yeah. I mean, she's absolutely gorgeous.
She's
so, yes.
She's very Italian.
Yeah. She's Italian and just, you know, hottie boom Scotty, boom skeety.
But yeah, she doesn't look like one of them, like weird muscle people.
No.
Fit. No.
Yeah, she's very fit. So, all right, driving.
Oh, wait, I do have one thing. I want to ask you guys. Someone's narrating your life. Who's the voice? I picked Sam Elliott. Who would you pick?
I told you.
You said Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freaman.
So I think James Earl Jones is another. What about Richard Attenborough?
I don't know who that is.
Planet Earth guy.
Oh, I love his voice. Yeah. I actually watch it at night when I'm falling asleep because he's so calming.
That's
he's
our
like,
new
and
fall
here,
thing. Yeah.
All these animals Planet as Earth they guy. Walk through the valley of the valley of stuff.
The valley of the valley of
well,
the valley.
We have a wily little.
Yeah. Yeah. There's. It's a really. I actually love the Planet Earth shows. We watch that shit all the time. Big onto the education about the
headphones.
World. Okay.
Headphones.
Here
don't
we go.
Have any.
What?
Yeah.
Ow, my finger. Ow, my finger got stuck.
Yeah, plug one of those in.
My finger got stuck in the headphones. It really fucking
headphones.
Hurt.
Josh, what image are you seeing? Is it very dark or can you see pretty well?
Josh
I
is on.
I can see it, guys.
Hey, baby.
You can see all of us or just Jess?
I see Jess and Nicole.
Well, you're not getting the best view then, are you?
What? Hello? What the fuck you mean?
Oh, wait, that fucks up the whole
What are you doing?
All right, Josh, you're just getting the ladies.
You just messed it all up. I mean, that
keep it down.
Don't mess with me, man. Fuck you. Josh, what's up, baby?
Nothing much. I voted for you.
You did vote for me. Yeah, everybody, just so you know, I am going up against Inc. Magazine cover girl. You just go to Inc. Mag and you can just vote for me. I have the link on my Twitter. It is jrabbit55 or on our Facebook, which is Super Ugly Show and Unfiltered Marriage. Or Rocky and Jess, right? Or something like that?
No. Yeah, you had it right the first
time. Oh, okay.
Super
well, it's
Ugly
on
Show
there.
And Unfiltered Marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Marriage. Yeah, so anyway.
Marriage!
Vote if you're feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Get up in there. I'm 38. Why the fuck wouldn't I try? Who cares?
Josh,
I mean, if I don't win anyway,
Josh,
whatever.
Josh, did you promote the group? I just put a message for everyone to promote the group with two away from 500. So I know my good buddy Josh shared it out, right?
Yep, I'll promote it.
Oh, you didn't, though. You didn't, though.
No, I will work on it.
Mm-hmm. He will work. He was busy promoting me.
Mm-hmm.
He was busy promoting me, Rocky.
Yep.
Of course.
Listen, Josh, while I have you on the phone,
course.
I want to ask you a question. I just charged it. That's ridiculous.
It's dead.
Do me a favor. Can you spell Munster cheese for me, please? Munster cheese.
Munster cheese?
Yeah, Munster cheese. How
the
do you
cheese.
Spell it?
Munster cheese. Spell it.
M-U-N-S-T-E-R.
All right,
close
well,
enough.
All right, well, listen. Okay, everybody.
M-U-N.
This is super important for me to talk about because I'm driving with my sister-in-law and I come up with different things to talk about. It's great. So I said to her, we were talking about our favorite cheese. And I was like, oh, my God, my favorite cheese is Munster cheese. And she was like, Monster cheese? I'm like, yeah, Monster cheese. You know the one that's white square and it's got the orange around it? The Monster cheese. And she goes, it's not Monster cheese. It's Munster cheese.
Yes.
I was not feeling like that was really the truth. So I looked it up and it spell checked me too. Monster cheese.
Really?
So then she continues to tell me, Josh, that there is a supermarket school. She goes, you didn't go to supermarket school? And I was like, no, where the fuck is supermarket school? I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't even know when I get it at the deli. I just say Munster cheese. They give it to me. I don't look at the label and go, oh, it's Munster cheese. I thought it was Munster cheese. I wanted to know why there wasn't a monster on the label. Why isn't it Halloween cheese?
Because it's just fucking cheese, man.
Isn't it?
But no one's like, got to get that fucking cheese because it's got monsters on it.
Monster cheese. I really fucking thought it was M-O-N-S-T-E-R.
A little
cheese.
Swiss Miss Girl on the Swiss cheese. Like everyone should have a mascot.
Yes, yeah. A monster cheese. And then you see, like, you know, whatever the guy's name is, Frankenstein. Yeah, Monster Cheese.
Monster Cheese, yeah, like Harvey Monster. Like, incorporate the monsters on there, have Eddie on there, and Grandpa. Yeah.
Or Lily.
The Monster Monsters.
I mean, I just want to know. I mean,
now, Josh, if you had to choose between Lily or Marilyn, you could only bang one. Who'd you pick?
Marilyn.
You like blondes, huh?
Well, yeah.
You're a crazy person. Lily Monster's way hotter than Marilyn. Way hotter.
Who's Lily?
The mother.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever see that picture of her in the bikini where she's all, like, sexy? Look, I'm going to blow you guys' minds right now.
She was in the movie, Lily Monster was in the movie McClintock with John Wayne.
I don't know what the fuck that is. What is that, a Pigeon Forge movie?
No, it was a John Wayne movie.
Oh, I don't know. John Wayne.
I don't watch no John Wayne movies.
John Wayne movie.
Not now, not never.
Clint Eastwood movie? No.
Oh, shit. No, that's the only thing me and my lady said.
Oh, shit.
All the fucking time.
Look at that.
What? Oh, she's hot. Yeah, she's fucking hot. She's smoking. She's hot. Yeah, I definitely would do her.
Lily Munster?
I would do her.
I do them both because I'm hardcore.
Ooh. Can you do me a favor because you love me so much?
Josh-y.
Can you go in my, you know, cabinet? And there's a white box, like it looks like an iPad box, you know, the plugs in, and it has a thing already in it. Can you bring that down for me?
Sure.
Thank you. I love you.
But all right, now hold on one more. Lily Munster or Morticia? And I'll let you pick any Morticia.
I like 1964 Morticia, Carolyn Jones.
See, I think she was too, like, weird looking. I preferred the Angelica Houston Morticia.
No. I thought she was weird looking.
No, there's something about Angelica Houston that I find oddly sexy.
I have to look her up.
You know Angelica Houston. She's, what else? John Wick. She was the Russian lady when he came to that place, and he's like, I want to turn this in.
Oh.
And she was watching the ballerinas.
Yes. But younger.
Yes,
she was, yes. Okay, she's got like an exotic kind of look to her, you know, I guess.
She was married to Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholas, I believe, right?
Jack Nicholas or Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson, yeah, sorry.
Nicholas. Jack Nicholson.
No, Nicholson, right? That's the actor, Nicholson. Nicholas is the golfer.
Is it Nicholson? Or is it Monster?
No. Now you got to
What about Gouda?
A Buddha. Listen.
Gouda.
What?
No, Gouda cheese.
Gouda cheese?
Gouda.
It's Gouda?
Yeah.
Isn't it Gouda cheese?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson. Look, that's her when she was younger.
Yeah, she was hot. I like her eyes. She has an exotic look
and
to her.
And as Morticia, I thought it was something like sexy about it, the way she played it.
Yeah. Cool. She was good. I liked her. Yeah. She was good.
I'm old school. I like Carolyn Jones, unfortunately.
I don't know who. You said again.
I'm a Jane Fonda girl in her fucking workout outfit. I mean, she's like, and one, and two, and three.
Now, let's do Catwoman's, Josh.
Oh, Michelle
Eartha
Pfeiffer.
Kitt. No. We're doing Eartha Kitt or Lee Merriweather.
Lee Merriweather.
Fuck yeah, Josh. Lee Merriweather.
Again, I have to look these girls
Eartha
up.
Eartha Kitt is the, she was the black Catwoman back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee Merriweather was the one who played her in the movie, right? But on the show, it was Eartha Kitt, correct, Josh?
Yeah, and I think there was like a third one, wasn't there? Or is it just two?
I don't think in the
Michelle
Batman
Pfeiffer,
series
dude.
There was.
She's the hottest Catwoman ever.
Yeah, she was. But
Michelle Pfeiffer, yeah.
Dude, like she was licking that leather like, and I was like, wow, I definitely want to be leather.
Don't do that.
Don't look at like when you're like,
hello.
Hello.
Here's a Lee Merriweather Catwoman.
Okay.
Yeah. And now let me show you.
Not impressed.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
See, this is, Jess knows me, though. That's more my speed, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I like the darker features with the darker hair. Now, Eartha Kitt, very pretty, but I just, you know.
Crazy. All right, so we got through Monster.
Wait, hold on, and now I'm pulling up the other kid pictures. Let me see if I can get a Catwoman one. You would think that'd be like the. Oh, there it is. All right, she's actually got kind of Zoe Deschanel. Not Deschanel.
Oh,
I
like
her.
Zoe Saldana
kind
of thing.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. I like that. I like her hair's up like that.
Yep.
But,
I might go with her.
I would go Lee Merriweather.
I might motorboat that bitch.
She was the woman. Remember we played that clip where she was like, you have to train a man. Remember that? The old black woman.
This is bullshit.
Go get mine.
I don't want to.
Or I'll go get it.
Okay. Well, anyway. I don't remember who that is, but I do know that any cat woman that's dressed in that black leather outfit, I'm kind of just like, wow, you really look good.
Halle Berry.
Oh, Halle Berry. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
She's so hot.
Ding, ding. Yep.
And even for her age. I mean, Josh, not for nothing, but Halle Berry.
Halle Berry's not 60.
Back in the day, she was smoking, and even now, like when women get older, I feel like they just get that distinct, sexy, like, Fuck, it's like Toni Braxton, bro. She's fucking hot too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. They just hold on their value.
Wow,
like,
she's 53.
Valuable fucking hot woman. Wait. Who?
Halle Berry. Look at her.
She's how old?
50 fucking three, dude.
She is so hot.
She is.
Yep.
She's 53.
She's so hot.
Well, you two are hot too. So yeah.
Oh, Josh, thank you. You know what I'm gonna do for you?
What?
I blew you a couple kisses.
Nicole?
Are you going?
To Halle Berry's Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm like, where is she going?
Look, Jess, you tell us. That's why we don't have to pass.
I'm leaving. I've had enough of you.
You won't leave me. You won't leave me, bitch. She'll call me later and be like, I'm so sorry. Please, could I come over?
Yeah, look, here's her
God
Instagram.
Damn.
Oh.
Halle Berry, look at this. 53 years old.
That's the one I just fucking pulled up.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, let's find another.
She still looks good for her.
Here's a normal one. I want to find like a normal one though.
Oh, fuck, that hurt my throat. That's what she said. But I'm bum. She's hot. Yeah, she's a hot lady. I don't need to say anymore. I'm already getting a little excited here. Let's slow it down.
John Wick 3. I mean, you looked at her.
Slow it down. She is hot.
Think Jennifer Aniston is better looking. I'm with you, Frankie.
Fuck that. Wait. All right. Fuck Jennifer Aniston and her big chin. Listen.
She's got work.
See, yeah. Erica wrote too, Eartha Kitt was nuts. There's this famous video, if you guys after the show want to look it up, but Eartha Kitt talks about men. She is a lunatic.
What do you mean?
Like the way she just talks and just, let me see if I can pull it up on here.
She was in the movie when Ernest Scared Stupid, wasn't she? Eartha Kitt?
I believe so. I think
really?
Right, now that you say that.
Elizabeth Hurley is hot too.
Yeah, she is.
She still looks exactly the same as she did in Austin Powers.
Yep. All right, you want to hear somebody that you're going to probably be like, wow, I don't know. I fucking love more than a lot of the actresses out there, and it's mostly because she's natural, Penelope Cruz.
Yes, I agree.
She is
a
gorgeous Spanish woman.
She is.
Oh, God. Yep. And when she was in Blow, like, and all fucked up and screaming and yelling, I was like, wow, she's a feisty. I want to just bite her. You know, you want to bite that bitch.
In the beginning of Blow, she was pretty. By the end of it, she was way too skinny.
Weird, and she had that mullet cut, and she was wearing tracksuits.
Really
the tracksuit was the best.
Though, and weird.
No, yeah.
All right, here it is. Let me see. Guys in the chat.
Can anyone live with Eartha Kitt?
Right, yes, I hear it.
We can hear it. I hear it.
That's not for me to decide.
Oh.
That's for someone who decides to live with me to decide. Not for me.
Now, guys in the chat, if you could hear that, just write real quick. I just want to set this up also. Now, this is Eartha Kitt speaking on relationships.
Yeah, Salma Hayek. Yeah.
Penelope Cruz and Salma Hayek. Yeah, Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek, yeah. The
what's
boobies.
What's the movie with the titty twister, Josh?
What titty twister?
The vampire movie. Oh, you guys can hear it, though. All right, turn this down then. Sorry. Turn it down. Actually, I'll lower the volume on here a little.
But are you willing to compromise within a relationship?
To compromise? What is compromising? Compromising for what? Compromising for what reason? To compromise for what? To compromise. What is compromise?
If a man came into your life, wouldn't you want to compromise?
Yeah, she's laughing, but bitch, that's why you're single, okay? That's why you're fucking 80 years old sitting there single.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
She had mental problems. That's why.
Listen, the way she says it, though, like compromise, what is compromise? Like, I guess because she's stuck in her own time. Compromise is key, obviously.
Her own time. Her own time. She's a black woman. Her own time is getting fucking hung from trees and sprayed with water hoses.
How old is she?
She's dead now, but in this interview.
I'm like, how old is she? I didn't know she was
dead.
Interview,
she has to be somewhere in her between 60s and 70s, I would take a guess.
How did she die?
And I mean, when she did Batman, that was the 60s, you know, and she was like 30 to 40 then.
Oh,
so
shit.
So she was in the shit of being a black woman in America, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What is that? Can I ask what that means? Like, what do we play this because we?
Well, we were talking about her.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, I know if there was something else after.
Erica even wrote in the chat. She was like, "Eartha Kitt's fucking crazy." Like, Erica knows. I guess knew.
Well,
about
Erica
this as
knows.
Well.
I didn't know.
But
Erica trying to save the day all the time.
But, babe, you ever watch Grizzly Man?
No.
Remember with Timothy Treadwell, the crazy guy who went out and hung out with the grizzly bears and the fox stole his hat?
No.
All right, well, if anyone's ever watched Grizzly Bear, tell me.
Man comes into my life and I have to compromise?
And this guy doing it sounds like the weird coroner.
Again.
when they're going through Timothy's stuff, like the voice, it sounds exactly like it. Very strange.
All right, we don't have to listen to it again.
Yeah, no, we're good on
that. All right, so, yeah, all right. So now we're done with Catwoman?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk for a second about your pillow?
Pillow placement?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, well, that's
for
cute
to
leave. Bye.
No, Josh. No, it's not like that. This is very normal talk.
It's not like that.
Josh, when you fall asleep,
how do you hold your pillow?
Where's your head on the pillow? And
this is the funniest thing to me.
Where do you put your head on the pillow? Like, do you sleep on your stomach, sleep on your back, your side?
No, I actually don't sleep on the pillow.
What?
You're so weird.
What do you mean?
Fucking, you have mental problems, man.
Yeah, mental problems, man. How do you
with neck and back?
Wait, so listen, no, for a second though, like, doesn't your neck get a cramp from being like flat like that?
Why don't?
What do you lay on your back?
Flat. How can your neck be flat?
I'm not used. He would have like.
Hold on. Let him answer. Go ahead.
I wasn't used to a pillow over the years.
Why did your parents deprive you of a pillow?
Wait. Why didn't you have a pillow?
I was used to a pillow when I was a kid, but when I was growing up, it's just I got rid of the pillow. Sometimes I sleep with it, sometimes I don't. It's 50-50.
That's insane.
I need a pillow. Well, the reason we're asking is because when I like my pillow, like, well, I would like to be in the middle of the pillow and like kind of pull it around in front of me, like so I'm holding, cuddling the pillow, but my head is on the pillow.
Nicole, where's your pillow placement?
I kind of like the edge because I keep my hand under
corner.
It.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. No, he's not on the corner, Nicole. He's on this much of the pillow.
Well,
like this.
Pillows, for one, gigantic waste of space. I'm not kidding. You need about this much.
A gigantic
is all you
waste.
Need. You need about that much pillow.
I'm going to buy you a fucking pillow
that
big.
Pillow this big. You don't, because people move their head to like one tiny little area, and then the rest of the pillow is all like just there. Never getting touched. You don't need gigantic fucking pillows. You don't.
Fucking Father's Day, I am getting him a pillow this big. I'm going to get it this big. And I'm going to take a picture.
I sleep with my pillow like that. However, I have about 4 or 5 pillows
that you never
underneath
touch.
It. No.
Oh, underneath.
Because I sleep elevated.
Oh, no, I can't even sleep with a second pillow underneath.
No,
me.
I sleep elevated.
I always look at
it. It's because of my back.
But one that would hurt my
neck.
I
need a new mattress.
And I couldn't fall asleep like that.
My mattress is like 10 years old.
All right,
I got to run, you guys.
And
I
want to
listen to the rest of the show.
All right, bye.
I got to be flattened out when I sleep.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Let's go back for a second, okay? Your mattress is how old?
At least like 10 years old.
And what, do you flip it?
Yeah. Well, I rotate it. It's one of those mattresses where you can't flip
flat
it.
And the top is pillow top. Yeah. All right. So me, when I'm doing like my sheets, you will flip it and then I'll spin it. And then I keep on doing that because then it always keeps it, you know, good instead of getting dips, you know?
I don't have dips in it. It's just old. So it's just not.
Well, nobody goes sleep over in a Cole's house.
Face down, arm on my forehead. On my belly, head facing to the left. Yeah, I face to the left also. I have to face towards, like, the door.
Yeah, he faces the door. We butt to butt when we go to sleep. When we're all cuddling, we're, of course, laying together. But at night, we go butt to butt.
Yeah, I always give her a kiss, and I turn over.
He faces one way, I face the other. And I, again, I'm, like, a big pillow person. I like that cuddle thing. And he has this corner. I always see him, and he's, like, face down kind of halfway. And then, like, the corner is just all he has on his head. I'm going, there's a big... It's a big pillow here, babe. You know, you're on the edge, like as if he's about to jump up, like, who's in my room?
Sleeping.
Johnny Sinister,
edge.
What up? Been a long time, brother. Glad to see you back in the chat.
Yeah, so everybody else in the chat room, they used a corner too?
Well, everyone's kind of got their own different things. Erica said best pillows at Garden City Hotel. My mother, when she stayed at the Waldorf, she actually asked them, where do you get your pillows?
And I have Beckham pillows.
Shipped. From wherever the Waldorf gets their pillows, because she loved them so much.
We stayed at the Waldorf, and they have Beckham pillows. We got Beckham pillows upstairs. I'm like, make it like Beckham. Boom. Hello, Unfiltered Marriage.
What? Hello there.
Hi, who's this?
Okay, this is Scott.
It is.
This is Scott. This is the problem for years.
Okay.
You know, he's one of those, like YR. And,
okay.
Me and Scott are at a truce right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. Listen, wait.
Because the alien thing, do you want to talk about something else, Scott?
Wait. 1 second. All right. So no matter what's going on, I don't know anything. So if we're starting, we're going to start fresh.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to call him Scotty from the block. Let's start, Scotty. Absolutely. What do you got for me?
What an intro. My God, I feel so
he's
welcome.
He's so Scotty from the block.
Well, Scott, I've been trying, now he has a lot.
I
know you have beefs all over the world, but I've been trying to just remain, not even peaceful, just
Yeah, but I don't want to turn the show into this.
What do you got, brother? What are you calling up for?
No, I mean, I'm just glad I didn't start with the X-Files theme. Fuck, I was going to do that. But give myself my own intro again. You know what I mean?
Please don't.
But,
please don't.
No, man. I mean, you were talking about Nats a little bit earlier, so I wanted to call in and kind of weigh in on it, man. I was trying to be respectful. I know Jess at the time didn't want to talk about it, and then you had Finkel on the phone, so I wasn't sure what to...
Well, I appreciate it. Let me ask you something. All right, you live in what state? You're over there.
He's in Canada.
Okay,
tell him his accent.
I'm in the state of Canada.
Okay, so listen. Now that you're in the state of Canada, I have a question. Did you ever like feel like because you're Scott, you know, you look out in the sky, you always see like weird things? Did you ever see anything off? Like I've
as
seen
far as
lights.
UFOs go?
Yeah, like I've seen lights, like little tiny lights.
You're asking the right guy. That's why I wanted him to call in because Scott is. He is a huge. His nickname is what? Alien what?
Alien fuck.
Alien fuck.
No, but there's a normal
alien
one. Isn't
butt.
There a normal one?
Oh, alien
butt. Something.
No, he said alien fuck, but he thought it was alien.
No,
fuck.
He's got a normal alien something, but he's always talking about aliens. And you all know, right,
so
let's
tell me what you got. Tell me what have you seen?
As far as that realm goes, as far as YouTube goes, like well before this community and all this shit, I was a ufologist, like involved with like Blake and Brent from Third Phase Moon. I talked to Tyler from Secure Team 10, like the biggest ufology channels on YouTube. So yeah, I have a passion for this stuff.
Okay.
But Rocky was saying like a little bit earlier about NASA, and it's like what I call them was never a straight answer. And the reason why I say that mainly is because, dude, if you ever watch Astronauts Gone Wild, this guy went out of his way to interview all the astronauts, especially Neil Armstrong. And, God, what the fuck is that other dude's name? That other
Buzz Aldrin.
Guy? Yeah, man, Buzz Aldrin and shit. And if you watch Astronauts Gone Wild, that is very telling alone. As far as NASA's concerned and everything else, these guys are, like, they can't even swear in a Bible. And these are holy men. Like, they are. They're Christians and...
But
and
Scott,
they can't even
to be
swear
fair,
in a Bible.
Most
about the first moon landing. Come on.
But most religious people won't swear in the Bible just for the fact of it's
kind
of sacrilegious to do. You know what
but
I mean?
But wait. All right.
That, I mean.
So let me ask you something. So, all right. So I am one of those people where I believe that, you know, we can't be the only species. There has to be other things out there. And I also believe that NASA, like many amazing movies that we have seen, can create anything that they want for us to see. I mean, graphics and the things that they use today to make movies is like, come on. So how do I know there's actually somebody going up in this fucking missile or whatever the hell they call it,
rocket
ship, and they're going out there, don't fuck with monster cheese. How do I know that this is actually even happening or if they're creating a movie?
And that's exactly where my head's at, man. As far as, like, honestly, I don't believe in flat Earth. But I've listened to some of the flat earthers and some of their theories, even though flat Earth is not real, their theories on space being fake kind of make sense. Like, just the whole space development program, the whole
now, Scott,
program in itself.
I hate to cut you off, but I have this question. Because I've never really got to actually talk to you normally. I have this question, and you are very insightful when it comes to this stuff. Now, if that was the case, America's not the only one doing space stuff. So you're going to tell me India, China, Russia, they're all in cahoots together doing space stuff?
I don't think they're in cahoots at all. I think they compete with each other.
But that's right? What I mean. But they've all been to space now. Now China's been to space. Russia's been to space.
Or
India.
They're claiming they have so that they seem like the superior.
No, but they have evidence. As I throw up air quotes because, again, you know, a lot of people think this stuff is fake. But my argument there is, well, it's not just America doing it. It's Elon Musk is now doing it privately. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, but look what NASA did to Elon Musk. They cornered him into a fucking corner, basically, and said, we're going to take fucking SpaceX from you. That's what NASA did.
Yeah, but then that still doesn't explain India and China and all these other places still having space stations.
No, you're right about that. That's why I think they compete. Like, as far as China goes, we all know China was the first to land on the dark side of the moon, what, a couple of months ago? Half a year ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, did they really, though? Like, where is the actual proof
of
this?
I don't think they physically did. I think they landed a rover on their dark side of the moon. I don't think any humans
were
there.
Yeah, we get no photos. We're not allowed to see them. Like, what's up with that?
Wait. Can you do me one favor? Can you just say about?
A boot.
A boot. He goes, a boot there.
You know,
and I was like, what?
We watched, you ever see Yoga Hoser, Scott, the Kevin Smith movie?
I didn't, no.
No, well, there's two girls. It's all, you ever see Tusk? Any of these? No. Well, they're all based in Canada, and there's two girls that work at this convenience store, and they constantly just go, "Sorry about that.
Yeah,
sorry about that," and it's the whole movie. So now, when she thinks Canada, and she hears that,
I don't even hear that myself, man.
Oh no, yeah, it's heavy. Like you hear my New York accent, I'm sure I hear your Canadian accent.
That's so fucked up to me, man. I'd never hear that. A lot of people that meet me, especially being from the east coast of Canada, like Newfoundland, Nova Scotia type of area, it's so thick in the accent that a lot of people are like, you don't sound like you're from there. And that's because, like, back in the day when I took radio and television broadcasting, they enforced me to get rid of some of the accent. You should hear some of my friends and shit, man. They're like, yes, by Lord, thunder, and fucking Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hear it, but only, like, in certain words that
like,
you
if you've ever seen, like, Trailer Park Boys and hear some of the accents on there, it's really fucking
yeah.
Thick. It's so crazy. Yeah. It's very thick. It's very I had to hear him say it about again because it was pretty cool. I have one other question. So, all right. So, do you believe that if you spiritually, I'm a yogi, so I do a lot of meditation. I do a lot of, you know, trying to find my mind's eye and stuff like that and connecting with source energy. So do you think that there is a possibility that meditation can get to a point where you can move your mind into different areas to deal with that kind of stuff that people can't see? You know, like you say, oh, there's spirits alive. People go, there's no fucking spirits
like
alive.
To another dimension.
Right. Do you think you can actually get your brain to that level? Like our brain is that powerful?
100%, because I know people that have gotten to that level. I grew up with my buddy, and his mother is actually a light worker, like straight up. She actually defeated her own multiple cirrhosis when the doctors could not help her. Mm-hmm. And she also lost years off of her life through meditation and just smoking weed and being spiritual. And she connects to other dimensions. She does. She's ascended to the fifth and higher realms.
That's
and her
amazing.
Son, Jason, is the same way. And this guy even talks to the Dalai Lama on the phone. I was 14 years old, and this guy had the Dalai Lama on the phone, man.
That's crazy.
And I'm not fucking around when I say this. The CIA was watching them and everybody else. They were. Because he had a whole website called the Melchizedek Spirit.
Yeah.
And it was all about that stuff. And the government, they want you to be dumbed down.
Yeah.
And I do heavily believe that there's a heavy presence of reptilian species.
Oh, yes,
that
reptilians.
Are involved in the deep state that want to dumb you down, that disconnect your DNA from these abilities
you know
that
we gotta
Homo
do.
Sapiens sapiens do have.
Yeah. We got to get Dave Rose, Scott, and Robert on.
Oh, my brother Robert,
show.
Yeah. You know, the
now,
thing
Dave
is...
Rose, he's not on the phone, but Dave Rose spoke to my brother-in-law, Robert, and he actually spoke to Mark, too.
Yeah.
And they all are kind of on the same wavelengths as you and Dave as far as, you know, all that stuff. Scott, real quick, I got a question. Do you think aliens are coming from up or below, though? From the ocean or from the sky?
You know what? I believe they're coming from both.
Yeah, both.
Right now on this Earth, our oceans are less explored than space itself.
Yeah.
We have our ocean, but we explored space more than we explored our oceans.
Well, there's things in the water you look at and go, what the
but
fuck is
and they
that?
Still find new species every day.
Yeah,
like things they've never seen before.
Yeah.
You don't think that's a little bit of experiment?
Like those oversized species
of things. No, because they're finding these things in Pacific Ocean, in Atlantic, in the Indian. They're finding them in all different sorts of oceans. And you look at those, and I always said, like, you take some of those creatures out of the ocean and you put them on a sidewalk, people will be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, oh my God.
But because it's in the water.
A lot of people will blame, like, Plum Island in New York.
That's what I just said, Plum Island.
We're right on the coast of there. I'm, like, maybe not even 60 miles away from Plum Island.
Yeah, and you think about, like, the things they're doing, then what do? Destroy them or they fucking throw them in the ocean? Like, and then they create
this... Well, we had the Montauk Monster.
They experiment with them in their DNA. Yeah. Like,
Scott, did you see the Montauk Monster? Did that make it up to you?
What is it?
The Montauk Monster.
I didn't see this.
Yeah, I know about that.
Okay, now what do you think of that? I thought it was kind of pig-like.
It's genetically fucking mutated without question.
Right?
It definitely looks like some kind of a pig seal, man. It's
other people suggested it's a turtle without its shell. But turtles
yeah,
don't
I've
have
heard that too, yeah.
Yeah, but turtles don't have a body. The shell is part of their body. You know what I mean? So if you cut you're going to have two halves if you get rid of the shell.
Right.
Yeah, so the turtle out of the shell thing is crazy.
I've never heard of this.
I don't know what it is either. I'm going to look it up.
You've seen it. You've seen it. Definitely.
I want to really quick because we got a few minutes left, and I have you on the phone, and it's like two guys, two girls here. So, I have a question. If you can't handle anything sexual, just tell me now and we'll let you go.
He just hasn't gotten laid in a while.
Are we going to talk about Erica? Because I need to hook her
up. Oh, my God. First of all, Erica is like, she's gorgeous. But no, I have a question for men, and I figured you're here so you and Rocky could discuss it with me.
Yeah.
What is the best, like, what's the best thing that you use when you're masturbating? What do you use to not looking at, like, what do you use on your dick?
Oh,
like,
lotion.
Yes, but lotion, are you like, because lotion dries out. That shit hurts.
I'm going to be honest. I never in my life ever used anything.
Just a dry hand?
Left hand pam. That's
dude,
it.
You're missing out on
are
a
you
lot,
a hoverer?
Bro.
Like, Scott. You know, well, he do that and you're going to pull your skin, so you obviously have to be hovering.
You know what the best is now that we've
coconut oil.
The coconut oil.
Rocky loves coconut
Scott,
oil.
Scott, yeah. You've only dry jerked? Seriously?
Well, listen, one time, I do got this in front of me right now. I'm holding it in my hand.
Your dick?
Aloe vera Vaseline oil.
Oh.
Aloe vera
yeah,
has a great
that.
Smell, and it's Vaseline mixed with aloe vera, the plant, which is actually very healthy for your skin.
I
use it on rashes and everything else.
Yeah.
I've jerked off with that one time.
Yeah, and wasn't it awesome? Much better than a dry jerk?
Now, well, I'm going
to... I mean, it is.
I'm going to baby oil.
Because the motion you can get
baby
alone.
Okay, but it's really like annoying to get out of your sheets.
It gets kind of gritty after a while. It does.
It does. It just stains your sheets.
But... Like, but the motion and the action you can get while it's lotioned up and there's smoothness is the sensation's a million times better.
It's true.
Because I'm stunned
well,
as a
know,
man that he's dry-jerking this
if
whole
you
time.
Too much, it's like a very wet pussy, right? Like, if girls
yeah, but
work,
well, you can always make your hand tighter,
you
know,
don't jerk off for a half hour. You know, like, keep it to, like, 5 to 10 minutes, brother.
Depends on what he's looking at.
Wet,
I mean...
You'll go stop, dude, for real.
Yeah, so, well, not too wet, but, you know, when a girl gets wet, she loosens her muscles because she's relaxed. If a girl's really good, she'll keep her Kegels and she'll keep her pussy tight. Some women just let themselves go when they're laying there, like, oh, this is great, and they don't hold themselves together. I'm asking this because, you know, yeah, again, recently we found out I use coconut oil for my hair, my skin. I love coconut oil. And so we recently tried it.
I cook all my vegetarian food, to be
honest. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a great lubrication, though.
It is, and it does it, and it smells delicious.
Fantastic.
I love it. I wouldn't even mind putting it in my mouth after. That's
yeah,
why I don't
that,
mind
yeah.
it.
It's all natural.
I used to heal my tattoos, too.
It's
yeah,
all
I love
natural.
It. It's good for you.
Scotty, we're going to let you go.
Let you go.
But
thanks
brother,
for calling
one more thing before we get off, dude. No more dry jerking.
All right, good call. Thank y'all.
No more dry jerking, Scott.
No dry jerking. Bye.
All right, man. No more rod dogging.
All right. Good night. Later, brother.
I was thinking of this because, like I said, you know, Rocky and I are very sexual people, and sometimes it's like he loves when I jerk him off, and I take pride in how good I am. But this one night, we pulled out the coconut oil, and I felt like, ooh, this is even like lotioning my hands at the same time. Like, I was doing things, like, you know, and I didn't know if other people used coconut oil for something that they
like
to use.
No, but there's like a move that I would think most guys do with your head, and when you're lotioned up, you can do like that.
Oh, you see
but
how he does
dry,
it? He rolls it.
If
yeah,
you're dry,
you can't, do
you
things
can't fuck.
Like that.
Now you're just mushing it, and that's going to hurt.
Mush? You see the skin's red? I'm like, oh.
I'm stunned by that. I can't believe
yeah,
like,
you have
yeah,
definitely more
dry
if he does that,
more
though, he's got to hover. Because I have dry jerked you where it didn't hurt.
Yeah, but that's in the midst of sex. Like if
before
I'm,
sex,
if I'm,
not in the midst.
Yeah, but if I'm doing it for me,
yeah,
the best would, like, you dry jerk when you want to get a quick one out.
Yeah.
You know, but like if you have the time and, you know, the. You grab a fucking a lubrication of some sort.
Yeah.
Because it just feels a million times better. And like I said, the motion you can get is night and day.
Best part about having a pussy is you don't need to have lubrication. I'm a topical person. I don't like trying to stick my fingers in there.
You gotta
but
get the heated KY.
Just,
that shit's good,
like,
too.
Right, just
Dave Rose, feel free to call in, by the way.
No, we got 5 minutes left.
Well, we haven't heard from Dave in a long time. Just to say hi, even.
I know. But we get into conversations where we don't like
to
rush it.
I know, Dave, we always get deep.
And I like talking with him.
You know what, let's don't rush, Dave. Dave, next week, call in early.
Next week, it's yours, baby.
Yeah, the phones have been working. Call in early next week.
All right, so cool. We got all that stuff out of the way. I had a lot of things on my list, and we got everything out. I have one last story, and you guys are going to fucking love it. I am, if you know me, a crazy germaphobe. I mean, I carry disinfectant wipes and baby wipes in my pocketbook at all times. Yeah. Lysol. I'm like one of those. I walk into a public bathroom and I'm like, fuck, I can't touch anything. Everything is wet. It's disgusting. So I go in. We're driving up from Florida. And I go into the Wawa. We're in Georgia or whatever. And I go into the Wawa and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to pee so bad. I go in the bathroom. It's pretty decently clean. However, I'm still a hoverer. I'm not sitting. I clean the seat. I pull down my leggings. And I hold the leggings in the front because you don't want to pee on your pants.
Wait,
that's the fucking worst.
You clean the seat to hover?
Yes, because even if I hover, sometimes you lose balance and your skin will touch.
Ew.
No, no. So I was hovering, and I'm holding my pants in the front so you don't pee on it, and I forgot to look where the toilet was. So I'm looking at my sister-in-law's sneakers underneath, and I'm like, ah, da-da-da-da, and I pee. And the first pee, you know, it's always like, ugh, because you just get it out. And I fucking peed down my whole leg. Down my leg, in my sock, in my sneaker. And I'm looking at it. Now I stop peeing because I'm like, oh, my God. Did my sister-in-law just see me do that? I don't want to tell her I did that, so I'm going to pretend I stepped in a puddle. It was raining outside. So I finished peeing. I clean myself up. The whole time I'm getting on myself, I'm like, you fucking idiot. You fucking peed on yourself. You're the worst. You're not three. What's wrong with you? You know, I go outside. I'm standing in the rain thinking that, you know, I'll let it go, whatever. And I get into the car with my sister-in-law, and I'm like, dude. She's like, what's the matter with you? I'm like, I'm really upset right now. So I start telling her, and she's losing her mind driving. She's like, I can't believe you peed on your leg. You got pee leg. Wow, wow, pee leg. And I could not stop it. Now, the fucking worst part about it all is that I am like, I got to go home. I got to clean my leg. I got to clean my sneakers. Well, I forgot today. I forgot that I peed on my sneaker, and I had to run to the store, and I put my sneaker back on.
Ew.
And I was like, why is my foot? I'm like, did I get? And I went, oh, fuck. I forgot to throw them in the washing machine. I was so upset with myself, and I wanted everybody to know, if you have pee down your leg, you know how that feels. And I was completely embarrassed, and I had to embarrass myself and tell everybody that, you know what, sometimes even perfect people pee down their pants.
I remember one time when I was still living in Lake Ronkonkoma, so I could have been older than 9, but I was somewhere between 7 and 9. And I was on Jimmy Clifford's block. You know the block I'm talking about? And I went down the first hill on his block, getting ready to turn right and go on the big hill. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I lived 2 blocks up from there and then all the way down by
the
lake.
To the right, yes.
I had to poop. So I was like, I'm not making it. So
poop in your mouth. Can you open that? It's down underneath the bar.
Oh. And I was like, I'm not going to make it. So like, I went over by like the sump area and I just pulled my pants down and pooped. But all the poop ended up getting, like, hitting my underwear. So now I'm like, I'm a little kid walking all the way home crying, shit all on my back and underwear. I was so upset.
There's nothing like realizing at that moment, like, fuck.
But as
I
got to
go around my friends.
Like, no, I was going home and I'm a kid and I'm like, hey, mommy.
What did your mom say? What did she say?
I don't think she was even home. I think I was able to get rid of the evidence and clean up. And
that is where you might find shit pants in your garbage. Oh, yeah. My God. That's well, great. I
Thank
found
you
this.
For that.
Yeah, I know. Pee leg, poop pants.
No, that one trumped yours.
Oh,
that
fuck!
Was great.
I thought you don't like Trump.
I don't.
Damn it! I really did have an awesome time. I want to throw this out there one more time. Go over to my Twitter, jrabbit55. Click on the Ink Mag Cover Girl tattoo page and vote for me if you got the time. I'd appreciate it. Super Ugly Show and Unfiltered Marriage on Facebook. And don't forget, we got fucking beautiful Nicole here. We're so glad that she's back because we missed her. We fucking missed her, right, babe?
Always.
And of course, babe, what's else? What else we got? Where'd it go?
You said the brand, russosbrand.com, $3.95 a month. You get over 12 shows every week, brand new, from the likes of Vince Russo, Shane Douglas, Stevie Richards, Bin Hameen, yours truly.
Love Super you, Ugly, Erica.
And Unfiltered.
Good night,
Marriage.
Erica.
Jeff Lane. I know I'm forgetting people on the brand, but
Opie Radio.
Opie Radio, of course, Opie
we
Radio.
We love fucking Opie Radio.
Go to opieradio.com and just hit subscribe. It's absolutely free. Ope doesn't ask for nothing, just like we don't. So go to Opie Radio, check out the podcast, and if you interact with him on Twitter and you find that you like him, tell him Super Ugly sent you because we love the Opster.
StatementGames.com.
Yep. There you go, StatementGames.com. Get all your prop bets in. They got XFL. They got NFL now that it's
NXT,
over.
NXT, PTT, Seclo 2.
But, you know, every sport that's out there, NBA, NHL right now, and the XFL. You can win prizes, tickets, T-shirts, bobbleheads,
tank
all sorts
tops.
Of shit. Gift cards, too. They're big on giving out gift cards. And gift cards of fucking everything. PlayStation, Nintendo, Fridays, Applebee's. Like, literally every gift card you can think of, you can win gift cards from StatementGames.com. So go there, place your prop bets. It's absolutely free. You can spend money, but you don't have to. You can win without spending money. Josh Hinkle is a winner from StatementGames.com. Ask Josh about it. So head over there now.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. I had a great time, and I can't wait to see you guys.
Scott, look at this. See, we're in such good favor. I'm going to fucking ban this asshole who has the stupid fucking name.
What?
Oh. All right? Look at that, Scott.
All right. Listen, everybody, good night. We love you guys. Thanks for being here. See you next week. Bye.